I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
I'm John Edwards, and I approve this message.
I'm Wes Clark, and I approve this message.
I'm Howard Dean, and I approve this message because it's time to take our country back.
The airwaves in New Hampshire are awash in campaign ads. While some inundated voters might be tuning out, Jim Farrell of the University of New Hampshire is paying sharp attention. He teaches political rhetoric, and he says these ads strike a different tone.
Compared to previous primaries, I think this has really been a kind of gentlemanly campaign. There hasn't been a lot of negative advertising, really very little effort on radio and television, at least, at diminishing the character or even attacking the positions of other candidates in the race.
Let's begin with Edwards. His ad seemed to employ one of the central themes in his campaign, the candidate who's trying to rise above the fray.
I believe in the politics of what's possible. And for me, that's what this election is about. See, I think this is about something much bigger than these petty sniping that are going on. It's about a new, positive, uplifting vision for America. That's what we're about.
Positive, uplifting vision for America. The theme is clear.
Yes, and it's really consistent with what John Edwards has been doing in his campaign town meetings and speaking to voters. He seems to be attracting very good crowds in New Hampshire. People are responding to him enthusiastically, and the ads, of course, which reinforce that, can only help.
Now on to Howard Dean. Although he spent a lot of time this week trying to tone down his fiery rhetoric, the ad that we're about to listen to, and it's still playing there in New Hampshire, still casts him as somewhat of a warrior, a man or a candidate who's willing to take the fight directly to George Bush.
Standing up for what's right, even when it's not popular, that's the test of a true leader. When George Bush was riding high in the polls and other Democrats were silent, Howard Dean spoke out to oppose the war and Bush's economic policies.
Now, the image that you see of Dean there is somewhat subdued, but it really is a pugilistic ad in many ways.
That ad in particular is very important for Howard Dean's supporters. It's an ad which I think is, at least in part, aimed at securing the support that he already has, reminding his supporters that this was the guy you loved 3 or 4 months ago, the one who, before any of the other candidates opposed the war, was speaking out against it.
In those ads, Howard Dean is trying to set himself apart from the conventional candidates or the standard bearers of the Democratic Party. One of those is Senator John Kerry. And Senator Kerry's ads seem to highlight his experience. And this ad that we're about to listen to really focuses specifically on his experience as a war veteran. And it features someone who served with him in Vietnam.
The decisions that he made saved our lives. He had unfailing instinct and unchallengeable leadership.
There's a sense after Vietnam that every other day is extra,
that you have to do what's right and let the chips fall where they may.
Because the first voice we heard in that ad was Del Sandusky, I believe, who served with Senator Kerry. They're vouching for his courage.
It is like a letter of recommendation. Here's firsthand testimony from a witness, an eyewitness of Senator Kerry's leadership and courage and patriotism. The candidate can't come out and say directly, look, I'm patriotic, I'm courageous. They'll do that indirectly, but here's a person who can state it clearly and directly because he witnessed it in person.
Now, as this ad continues, we see a picture of Senator Kerry, I guess John Kerry at that point, walking through a village in Vietnam in uniform. He's got his helmet on, rifle in hand, and it's really an amazing bit of footage that someone unearthed. Is this a find that's tantamount to that footage from a previous campaign of a young Bill Clinton shaking hands with President Kennedy?
Well, it's certainly interesting, and it reminds me perhaps more of the footage that they had of George Bush the first, that is, being fished out of the ocean after being shot down in World War II. And to have that sort of firsthand combat footage of a person who later becomes a presidential candidate is actually fairly remarkable.
Now, another war veteran in the race is Wesley Clark, but he focuses instead on his ability to win, a candidate who is electable. Let's listen.
It's happening. While others have torn people down, Wes Clark is raising our hopes. Wes Clark is the leader who can win. It's about leadership, not politics. Wes Clark will get us out of the mess in Iraq. And if you want to get something done.
This is really a mix of a lot of the other ads that we've talked about. You have a leader who listens to principle rather than what's popular. That's from the Howard Dean ad. You have a person who emphasizes hope and optimism. That's John Edwards' theme. And likewise, this idea of the leader electable. This is something that all the candidates are trying to emphasize.
Well, Jim, in the end, the ads are just one small piece of a huge campaign. How important are these ads in helping create or cement a candidate's image or in helping voters make up their minds?
Well, I think especially early on in a campaign, the ads are a way for voters to get to know the candidate. People want to vote for someone they feel they know and someone who is like them and is concerned about the same things they're concerned about. In a primary campaign like this, the Democrats are really very close to one another on a whole range of issues, healthcare and education and the environment. And so the ads that may make the best difference are those ads which tell us about the candidate himself.
Professor Farrell, thank you so much.
Happy to be with you.
Jim Farrell is an associate professor of communication at the University of New Hampshire, and he maintains a weblog on the campaign for New Hampshire Public Radio.